gateway to start the Paris Air Show with the biggest of them all, the Airbus A380, assembled in France. The A380 has had a host of technical problems, but Airbus says the production delays that followed are behind it now.
We have learned a lot of lessons. And you could be sure that we will take care of that.
Qatar Airways is betting $16 billion on that promise. It's committed to buying 80 of Airbus's next generation of a smaller plane, the A350. Qatar is now the single largest customer for a plane which has had its own problems. It's been redesigned several times, pushing back deliveries for at least another 6 years. Boeing's offer, the 787 Dreamliner, will be unveiled next month. Qatar says the delay means the A350 will be even more advanced and will give Airbus time to deliver on what it's promised.
It is their reputation online, and they really cannot screw up with this project.
That was echoed by U.S. Airways. It was looking closely at buying the A350's competitor, the Boeing 787. But in the end, U.S. Airways chose the slightly bigger A350, even though they will not get any of the planes until 2014.
In the end, the deal it reflects the ability for U.S. Airways to earn profits with the aircraft.
Though many of the orders announced this week replace or repackage previous orders.
This is an important air show for Airbus. They've had a couple of years of just bad luck press-wise, internal operations, and then also the A380 and A350. They need to come out strong out of this air show, and so what they've done is repackage some orders that have been expected to make sure they have a good press day.
On Monday, Airbus says it announced 339 orders totaling more than $45 billion. And that was just the first day. Airbus has certainly stolen the show when it comes to the sheer amount of orders announced on the first day. But to be fair, Boeing has kept a low profile. It doesn't have a lot to prove at the moment. And Airbus certainly has a long way to go to catch up. Jim Bolden, CNN, at the Paris Air Show.